Well, this morning we're joined here on the phone by Brigham Hoig, who's Cass County Wellness Coordinator, and we're going to talk a little bit about a local food workshop that folks in the area might be able to take advantage of here very soon. Brigham, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You know, we've done so much with local food production here that it just makes sense that folks should probably have an opportunity to learn a little bit more about how to do this and how to do it in a safe manner.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. That's exactly why we're having it.
Talk a little bit about the local food workshop. It's coming up here very soon on February 4th.
Yes. Okay. So Saturday, February 4th. And first thing to note is that this is free. And it's going to be at the community center in Atlantic. That's right up the hill from the fairgrounds, 1 to 4 p.m. Now, no registration is required, but it's optional to RSVP. But let's get into the meat of it. So we're calling this the Local Foods Workshop, and I was kind of hesitant about the name because this is really for anyone who has considered selling food, pretty much of any kind, here in the Cass County and greater southwest Iowa area. So we often immediately think of folks who grow produce, vegetables and fruits, local meat, honey, farm fresh eggs, of course, all of that stuff, but we also want to think about folks who do baked goods, jams, jellies, salsas, and people who are interested in maybe starting a food truck or, you know, grilling hamburgers and selling them at an event that's happening in the area. So even if you are thinking about maybe baking some stuff and selling it, or you already do, or, you know, even you're an experienced person who's been doing this forever at farmers markets and other local restaurants, we think the whole range of folks are going to learn something from this workshop.
So when we ask who is this targeted to, it's largely just about everyone.
It really is, because food is, yeah, anyone who's selling any type of edible food is really encouraged to attend.
Okay. Let's get into some of the details here a little bit, too. I see you've got a gentleman coming in from the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals to talk specifically about food safety and licensing.
Yes, and honestly, his name is Kurt Ruber, and he is so good. He is a wealth of information, and he's really kind of the star of the show. So there have been a number of laws that have changed recently and regulations about food licensing, and folks have questions, understandably. That can sound kind of scary. Well, Kurt is so good. I mean, seriously, I've seen folks ask him about questions about freeze-dried something and then turn around and ask him about, you know, a food truck. And he just has knowledge on the whole range of things and is really good about understanding licensing. And really, the reason we wanted to get him in is that proper licensing is not as scary as it sounds. But sometimes it can just be confusing. Well, which license do I need and where do I get it? And that's where Kurt really comes in and can answer all sorts of questions.
Okay. So a lot of those issues that kind of up the ladder issues a little bit that folks might not know where to search out that information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And food safety is a big part of his too. And you kind of touched on it. He kind of runs the gamut there too. Are there issues that maybe we don't consider normally?
You know, so a lot of that licensing is tied directly to needs of food safety. So what foods need to be kept properly temperature controlled, and how do labels need to be placed on food so that we're sure that folks with allergies and foods are eaten within, a good length of time from the time that they were produced. Those types of things are the reason we have a lot of these licensing and regulations in place. So they really kind of just go hand in hand. And so that's the other thing, you know, if you're thinking, hey, I don't want to deal with licensing, it's too complicated. I just remind you, one, we've got this workshop to make it less complicated, and two, it's usually there for a reason, and that reason is to keep consumers safe.
You bet. Well, there are all kinds of opportunities out there these days. We've seen so much explosion in the local food market with farmers markets being more than just the traditional farmers market type of events. But there's so many more people that are marketing directly. But it kind of notes here that that's not the only thing that's involved here, too. If you're looking for some other markets to open up with your products, this is an opportunity to learn more about that.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think people do automatically think farmers markets when they think of local food, but this is really the second emphasis of the workshop, and it's that we want to go well beyond that and help folks understand, hey, yes, you can sell directly to folks on your own website and whatnot and still follow proper licensing, but we've also got, for example, we've got a gentleman coming from Atlantic Heights because they have reached out to me and said, hey, we want to sell more local food. And I said, okay, well, just local produce? And they said, no. And I said, well, come to the workshop. Come talk about the types of local food you want to get in your Hy-Vee store. So we see more demand in stores. We see schools looking for different local foods. They have some money that's specifically set aside for buying local foods. Not a lot of people are familiar with the concept of a food hub, but that is a business entity that's an aggregator, a distributor, and a marketer of local food. And there's one of those that's in Harlan called Farm Table. And they work with a number of producers here in the Cass County area. And they are also going to be sharing information at the workshop. So we want to open folks' eyes that it's not just farmers markets. And although we have some great ones, it goes well beyond that in terms of who might be interested in buying local food.
Well, there are many products in grocery stores that people look at as kind of national or regional brands that started out as just a local opportunity, an idea that someone had. And it sounds daunting to try to get that into, market that into a store. But if you know what you're doing and know what they're looking for, it can be a lot easier.
Absolutely. And this is like supposed to be introducing you to what are they looking for and who are the people I even talk to if I'm interested in that.
Yeah, and a lot of grocery stores, they don't look at local markets and things as just like a competitor. They look at it as a positive in a community, and they want to be part of that.
Absolutely. You bet. They reach out and try to find local producers who will sell right there in their store because a lot of people want the convenience of a grocery store, and they also want to be buying food locally.
Absolutely. So it just meets the mission in all kinds of ways.
It does.
What else will folks learn at this event?
So in addition to, learning about all those things we just discussed, Golden Hills RC&D, I should mention there are three organizations partnering on the event. It's Golden Hills RC&D. They're based out of Oakland, serve kind of the southwest Iowa area, Cass County Local Food Policy Council, and the Cass County ISU Extension are going together on the event. But recently, Golden Hills RC&D hired a local food coordinator, Jamie Fowler. She's going to be at the event talking about what she can do with local food producers. And I know that she is, some of her main tasks are to help local producers understand business and marketing components of running a local food business. So I think it will be great for folks to be able to meet her. Also, at the end of the workshop, we're going to have a little training session specifically for people who grow vegetables and fruits and produce honey so that they can get certified to accept what's called Farmers Market Nutrition Program vouchers. Those are vouchers that are given to low-income older adults and WIC recipients that are used at farmers markets. And those are just awesome ways to get people who need safe, affordable, nutritional food some extra food and also put some extra dollars in those farmers' pockets. So we'll have that at the end. So if you're not a fruit or vegetable or honey producer, you can just flip on out and don't have to listen to that. But if you are, you'll get trained, and it's a training that you only need every 3 years, and you'll just have it done for the next 3 years.
All right. Very good. Sounds like a very busy day.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Well, again, that event is coming up on Saturday, February 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. And you mentioned that there's no fee. It's a free event, and there's no real registration that's necessary, but you would like to kind of know ahead of time.
You know, yes, we are interested in knowing if folks are coming, so we have created a Facebook event, so if you want to note that you're going on there or drop us a comment or send us a note, that would be fine. We also have provided Jamie Fowler, that local food coordinator from Golden Hills RC&D.
You can contact Jamie at jamie.fowler, it's jamie.fowler, F-O-W-L-E-R, at goldenhillsrcd.org. I know that's a mouthful, so let's focus on the phone number here. It's easy, 712-482-3029. Again, that's 712-482-3029. 482-3029 at Golden Hills RC&D in Oakland. They're also in the book and online, so you can find them pretty easily. Very good. Well, Brigham, thank you so much for the time here today. It sounds like a pretty fun and important event.
I really think so, Jim, yes. And if folks do RSVP to Jamie, which is helpful, go ahead and let her know what foods are you growing, selling, or interested in learning more about, so we can come even more prepared with information that fits the needs of those attending.
Yep, and this isn't the last event we're ever going to hold, so always looking for feedback.
Yes, thanks a lot, Jim.
Very good. Thanks, Brigham.